Today is Thursday, January 20th. Thank you for turning to World Radio to help start your day. Good morning. I'm Myrna Brown.
And I'm Mary Reichert. Coming next on The World and Everything in It, English as a Second Language. The U.S. Department of State designated Lincoln, Nebraska as a refugee-friendly city back in the 1970s. Today, Lincoln is home to more than 30,000 immigrants and refugees from approximately 150 different countries.
Many churches offer language learning opportunities as a ministry outreach, including in Lincoln. World Senior Correspondent Kim Henderson visited a congregation there that's helping meet the language needs of one particular group, their Hispanic neighbors. Here's her story.
It's Thursday night in downtown Lincoln. A few cars drop students in a parking lot on South 12th Street. That's because classes have started inside the large brick building belonging to Trinity Lutheran Church.
Welcome to our class.
Trinity is the oldest Lutheran church in Lincoln. The neighborhood looks different than it did when members first gathered in 1881. Lots of apartment buildings right around the church property. These days, the neighborhood sounds different, too. Listen closely and you'll hear lots of Spanish floating around. Lots of olas and rolled R's. Bethany Morosco is director of Christian Outreach at Trinity.
And there's a Spanish grocery store and a little bakery down the street. So that's part of our community and part of our neighborhood. And we want to be able to reach out to those people.
Structured language classes help Trinity's neighbors to get acclimated to the United States better, faster.
Just being able to engage more in society and have more community here and then feel comfortable in a church building here as well.
Tonight, Irma Galagos and her daughter, Vianney Sangson, are teaching. There's a whiteboard up front, tablets of lined manuscript paper, a cup full of sharpened number two pencils. The students sit socially distanced, two to a table. They're practicing introductions.
What is his name?
His name is Ramiro.
Galagos and her family came from Spain, where they served as missionaries. So both instructors know what it's like to immigrate to America. They know what's priority.
I think that whatever they do in their jobs, English will help a lot. It will be a good asset for them to have if they speak the language.
But Sangson says some students already have a grasp of English grammar and spelling.
We have a lady here that her and her husband have like a PhD in Venezuela. So, yeah, like theology, I believe. She wanted to work more in her English because she wanted to have a better pronunciation.
We have to remember that, so when we say, what is your name? Remember to always say name, the last.
Students smile during class. The instructors do, too. Both women are volunteers, but they seem fully invested.
Even I said, like, if you guys need a translation, if you're doing paperwork and you don't know what to do, call me. I will help you, even through the phone.
And students do call Galagos when they need help, but they don't want to stay dependent on translators.
A la hora exacta para poder aprender todo lo que necesito en este país.
They want more classes. We just have two classes.
Dallas Cuffernes is another ESL instructor at Trinity. He's retired after a long career in Lutheran schools. He missed teaching.
I know it's a gift the Lord has given me, and so I need to use it. Even though I'm 70 years old, it's like, it's something I still can do.
Cuffernes says starting out, he had one concern, but not now.
Process. You can help teach ESL, and you don't have to speak Spanish. They're here to learn English. And so they do teach me Spanish. So I do learn a new word about every class. Casa, clima.
He had another surprise, too, the origins of his students.
I've been from Mexico, Peru, Bolivia, Colombia, Brazil, Panama, yeah. What I originally thought, well, when I was going to teach ESL, I thought, well, these are all going to be from Mexico. They're not. I mean, that's South America, Cuba, even.
Cuffernes loves having new Hispanic friends.
I don't know what my perceptions were before, but they're far different now than they were before.
Class time is spent on vocabulary, learning weather words, body parts like foot. They play bingo to work on numbers. But the last 10 minutes of class, all the ESL groups meet together in the church sanctuary. There's a bilingual devotion. and they're working on learning Amazing Grace and the Lord's Prayer in English. Many already know them in Spanish.
We want to make sure that they understand that we love them because God loves us. And I want to make them feel that they're welcome here as a regular person, not because they don't speak the language at least.
Pam Hayden is a member of Trinity, and she's observing these ESL classes for the first time. She's considering what role she might have to play in this ministry. And she's leaving tonight with a whole new perspective.
What if the roles were reversed? What if I were in their country and I was trying to learn their language? And so that's kind of eye-opening to me and really puts things in perspective for me.
Reporting for World, I'm Kim Henderson in Lincoln, Nebraska.
What is your